Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
I mean, I think this is the official Mike Leach show of the Metroplex. Anytime any good Mike Leach material comes out, we love getting to it. We've had him on the show many times. Anytime there's good audio. Heck, we're playing Mike Leach audio yesterday. And there was a great piece that I believe this is came out in The Athletic. But it's they tend to call these things oral histories. But it's all these different quarterbacks that have played for Mike Leach talking about their time with Mike Leach. Specifically quarterback meetings, offensive meetings, things of that nature, and it is gold.
The author is Jason Jinks. And let's start, he has a little disclaimer at the beginning, much like Fargo, where it's like, hey, all these stories are true, okay? So you're probably not going to know the history of Washington State quarterbacks. So I might just end up saying, hey, one guy said this or one guy said this, because let's be honest, if you can name the Washington State quarterbacks over the last 8 years, you're pretty smart.
You're a big Pac-10 fan.
One QB by the name of Connor Halliday started off with saying, in my first meeting, he had just gotten there, and I was expecting him to install the offense. Everybody had their notebooks out ready to go. We got there at 6 p.m. We were there until 9:30 p.m., and he didn't speak one word about football.
Wait, so from what?
6 to 9:30.
6 to 9:30, three and a half hours without anything on football.
Another quarterback said our number one rule was never to say or ask or do anything that would get him talking about anything besides the film. Otherwise, we knew we wouldn't get out of there.
Oh, my God.
Another quarterback said we would get pissed at people in the meeting room if they asked a question toward the end of the meeting. We'd have these fall camp meetings that went until 9:30 at night. And if there was a young freshman in there asking questions, we're all looking at him like, oh, my God, dude, shut up. We're going to be in here for another hour and a half more. Stop asking questions, damn it.
Okay, so we've experienced this on our own show, not to that degree, but we don't care because we're not trying to install an offense or anything. We just want to wind up the toy and see where it goes.
Yeah.
So that doesn't bother us. It's like him being all over the road. That's the magic of Mike Leach.
That's what we want. But I can imagine, you know, just hearing about all this, what a beating that is if you're held hostage by it.
Right.
Like you, for your job, you have to be there. And now it's not, wow, listen how interesting it is. Listen how this is winding all over the road and all these weird topics and strange areas. How incredibly interesting. If it's like, dude, I need to go home. I want to go home to my house. I want to be done with work today. Don't ask him another question because every answer is going to be 19 minutes.
And his wife is like, y'all keep him there. Y'all keep him there all night, just as long as you need. Y'all just hang on now.
So there's 6 radio stations in the building that we work at. And anytime there's any type of corporate meeting, it never ceases to amaze me. meeting's wrapped up. It's been about an hour. You kind of got a good idea of like, hey, this is probably wrapping up soon. And I'm just never amazed at how many hands come up from people from stations I don't know very well. Start asking questions, and it's like, what are we doing? We were almost done. Mm-hmm. Don't ask the question. We were almost done. Go ask it on your own time, personally. Like, if you have a question, it's amazing. And
it's a great question.
But that's quarterbacks in this regard.
It's a total disregard for people's time. Mm-hmm. You're in a big corporate meeting. It happens at every corporation, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to make a name for myself. I want to make sure these suits know who I am. I'm going to ask what's supposed to happen if it rains? It's like, well, whatever. I mean, these questions are terrible.
Yeah, when corporate comes in and the person raises their hand and they start off by identifying themselves.
Yeah.
You know, there's a real specific agenda here that's right. Not to the greater good of the 200-something people that are sitting in there.
There's another note that says this is from a quarterback named Tyler Brugman. He said there was one time when Connor Halliday, a veteran, made a rookie mistake. Sundays are typically long days, and we had finished the film from the game before. We were ready to head off to dinner, and then Connor made a rookie mistake and asked about the economy crash.
Oh!
I just remember Leach putting the film clicker down and saying, you know, it's kind of a long answer, but it's worth talking about. It's worth talking about. So at that point, I knew we were going to be stuck in there for a while.
Oh, that's great.
He loves the sound of his voice. And he talks like he's getting paid per word.
Another quarterback, Isaac Dotson, in 2013. He said, I was playing QB. We had our first position meeting. 90% of the meeting had nothing to do with football. 5 plays into watching film, something happened that sparked a classic Mike Leach tangent. For at least an hour, he sat there rewinding and playing the same play over and over while he talked about everything from growing up in Wyoming to having a pet raccoon to getting paddled by the principal at his junior high, the origins of football, and eventually just a full-blown Native American history lesson.
Oh, that's great.
The one-hour meeting lasted probably 3 hours. I remember looking at the veteran quarterbacks in the room with a what is happening right now look, and they were like, this is pretty normal.
I love the idea that he had a pet raccoon. That's the most Mike Leach thing ever. He had a pet raccoon.
Here's the story of how I got a pet raccoon, and I'm going to tie it back into getting lashes from the school principal. It's like, what?
It's amazing. Another quarterback says, I remember one story in particular. I can't remember where he was at, but a neighborhood dog kept going up to him and barking at him or something and when he was a small kid. So to get this dog to stop barking, Leach went up to it and peed around it or something so the dog wouldn't bother him anymore. Since that story, I was like, man, this dude is another level of different. He was also just so happy to tell the story. You could tell.
So that's a real interesting thing, too, is that this dude is another level of different. Because one of the things that these people say in this article and people that know him all the time say is he's the same way around everybody all the time.
Don't you need a radar, though, to just be like, hey, listen. I don't think these people are interested in the history of moccasins. It might be a horrible waste of time for me to force my passion onto them with this 17-minute lecture on moccasins.
Okay, so that's interesting, Ben, because these are college kids that he has recruited. It's totally Bill Murray and Caddyshack putting the pitchfork up against the other caddy's Adam's apple as he tells them the Dalai Lama story. You are pinned, and you've got nowhere to go. But, you know, like when he worked with Stoops, for example. Stoops, all right, Mike, shut up. And then, you know, it's like these kids that's why they're talking to him. These kids had really no choice but to sit there and endure all that.
So one quarterback, Jeff Toole, back in 2012 says, we'd watch a play and he'd go, good, next play, good ball, next play. What did you see here? And then the quarterback would go, I saw a leverage on the outside backer. And then he'd take a laser pointer up on the screen. He'd circle and empty a plot of green grass and go, throw it over here next time. Next play, it was always just like, wherever people aren't, throw it there. Or, he's open. You should have thrown it over there.
That's so great.
So this is interesting. When Mike Leach, and we're about to get in some stuff about some scheme stuff, basically, mm-hmm. and how he's coaching these quarterbacks. So he's gotten beat by Washington the last few years up at Washington State. And Chris Peterson, who's the coach at Washington, was the coach at Boise State in the Kellen Moore years.
Oh, wow.
But he had made comments about, we kind of know how to prepare for the Mike Leach offense. It's the same thing. So we've got this in our mind. It's some creative thing. All of these quarterbacks in here will tell you to a T, it's so simple. It is a very simple offense. So one quarterback says, it was fall camp my second year and someone threw an interception. And he was like, Don't throw the ball to the other team. The last thing you want to do is throw the ball to the other team.
God, this is the text messages coming in are incredible. You can text us at 877-881-1053. Somebody from 972 says, I've met a few people with pet raccoons.
I'm shocked by that.
214, Mike Leach sounds like Michael Scott from The Office.
Yeah, 903,
somebody says, what is this article called? I've got to find it.
I actually just tweeted it at KT Fun Tweets. You can find it there.
From the 469, Leach came to my house to recruit my brother. He talked about pirates, the Irish mob, and did a magic trick.
Okay, that's pretty good. That's
okay,
pretty good.
Now, normally, I would think, all right, someone's having fun on the Autoflex leasing Fantex. I believe that 100% to be
true. I do, too.
One quarterback said, any high school, any junior college, no matter where you were, your playbook gets simpler when you get to Washington State. Another quarterback said, it's literally as simple as humanly possible. Another quarterback from back in 2013 said, I remember I threw a pick or something, and I remember asking him what coverage that play is good against. And he goes, well, you should have just thrown it to the effing guy because he's standing there wide ass open.
I love wide ass open.
Connor Halliday, the quarterback from a few years ago, says, I said to Leach, what do I need to do to get the ball there on time? And he was like, well, just throw it to the guy who's effing open. And I was like, yeah, no, I get that, dude. But what do you want me to do to get there quicker? And he was like, I don't give an S what you do. Just throw it to the guy who's effing open.
He's very much one of those... And a lot of it, I remember Switzer being this way, but he's very much one of those football coaches that all he really talks about is the line.
Yeah.
Like, there's all this thought about air raid and all this, that, and the other. And what Leach is about, and this is what Switzer was about. Switzer would always be like, All I do is watch the line. I really don't watch what any of the, you know, skill position guys are doing. I just watch the line because once that happens, you know where the play is going to be won. And that's the same thing with Leach. He's like, well, they're blocking for you. Just don't throw it to the other team. Throw it to the guys on your team.
One quarterback said, every week we'd look at what the defense was going to do inside the red zone. And every week he would say the same thing. All right, guys, when we're down in the red zone, they're going to do one of two things. They're either going to be in man or they'll be in zone. He goes, I looked around at the other quarterbacks like, are you serious? That's what I came to play college football to learn. Another quarterback says, say you're warming up and throwing routes to a receiver and you ground one about 5 yards in front of the guy. He'd go, hey, you're throwing that S off your back foot. Put your D into it. Point your D at him. One guy said, our film sessions became more of a hangout session over time. He had this Cuban coffee maker that he called Bucci. It's this really strong Cuban espresso. I don't know why, but he called it Bucci. Another quarterback said, I had to learn how to make the Bucci. I didn't know how to do it, so I'm up there asking questions, and I'm nervous. Like, what the hell? I don't know how to make it. Finally, I learned how to do it, and once I learned how to do it, he made me make the Bucci. From then on, he's like, hey, Austin, you make a real mean Bucci.
He got the Van Der Esch treatment.
The guy was like, man, if it gets me out of this crazy story, then I'm happy to go make it. Another one, he says, we're watching film, and he goes, we watch film like you watch a YouTube video. We're watching through it, and if something pops up, he just starts rewinding it and rewinding it and rewinding it. And then we're spending 15 minutes talking about how he went to the Cody, Wyoming rodeo or something like that. He goes, it's amazing because he's talking, and he keeps going back. Okay, one more real quick, okay? He says, they had their position meetings at 2 o'clock. They all got to be there at 2. The thing is... During the three seasons, he was on time maybe once or twice. He said he would always show up fashionably late. Sometimes he would be on the phone, okay, or he's got earbuds on, but he's on the phone talking to somebody. And the guy's like, he's usually he'd be showing up 20 minutes late to a meeting, and then he would come in and sit there, and he's on the phone with some radio show or something.
Us.
Because he answers the phone no matter what. And that is true.
That's true.
If you have Mike Leach's number and you call him, if he doesn't answer you, he will text you back. Like, he will definitely probably answer if you called him.
He's looking for people to talk to.
It's amazing.
I mean, his favorite thing is to hear his voice, and he needs people that want to hear it. And I love it. I think we all do. We all love listening to him talk. He is greatness. Okay, KT, you tweeted that out?
Yeah, on Twitter, I'm at KT Fun Tweets. I tweeted out the article that Jason Jinks wrote at The Athletic. It's awesome. Mike
KT
Leach stories.
Fun Tweets.
Whether you want to,
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market, or
sell, sell, sell,
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.